Having to be within like 6 inches of the camera to make sure everything's going.
This is beautiful. We're figuring stuff
yeah,
out.
Yeah, we actually know what we're doing for once.
For once.
Yeah. Oh, and just to start us off right away, we do have a YouTube now. We do have a YouTube page.
You mentioned the Facebook too, because
we
haven't been getting much.
Yeah.
I mean, that's on us for not saying anything, but you can find us on Facebook as well as YouTube now.
Yeah.
As always, Battle Buddies D&D.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the. The YouTube, the very first video is one of these.
It's like an 8-minute clip of, it didn't upload the whole thing, so it's a random 8-minute clip, but it kind of gives you the idea of what our stream is about and everything.
And the rest of them, I freshly just put up on like Sunday or Monday.
I think it was like 6 to 8 short little clips.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it is. It's YouTube Shorts, you know, real simple. Short, sweet, to the point, as is its nature.
Right.
You know, they're less than a minute long.
They're the highlights.
Yeah, I mean, straight up, it's Zeppelin isn't doing anything. Something is happening, so I just whipped out my phone.
Zeke should wick something and record it.
Yeah, the fucking elevator after Zeppelin took a dump in it.
Oh,
yeah. That one actually is, like, one of the high ones. Like, with Zeke, I asked Zeke to lick something. I don't even remember what
it was.
It was
a drawer.
Well, I just see him licking Mercy so much. Dumbass Zeppelin is like, hey, he likes to lick stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Does it taste good?
Yeah, and the elevator video. That one is like growing. Growing.
People are probably showing it to me. Did you see what this guy has to deal with? I'm just sitting there with my hand and...
Yeah. Yeah, so if you want more content, so on, you know, see us live and in action, just head over to the YouTube, I think... I'm kind of going to be the designated YouTube guy.
Yeah, I think you're doing pretty good at it. I think you've earned it.
Yeah, for, you know, my very first time, you know, I actually have the videos tagged and stuff, but...
And you're just at a really good perspective.
Yeah.
You know, having Jen and the two other guys over there, like...
And I think, Styler's going to start focusing more on the Instagram. So that pretty much just leaves me.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, I really don't mind, you know. It's rare when Zeppelin has a lot to say.
It really is. I mean, and that's by design with you now. You're taking that back seat of like, you know, I'm here for the ride. Mm-hmm. No need to, you know, spotlight me right away. I'm just here.
Yeah, it's not even me, like, lazy role-playing. Zeppelin has had some great...
Behind the scenes, you're already a very fleshed-out character, so you're helping... The new people to your world.
Yeah.
You're not worried about me. Let's get you guys comfortable.
Yeah, I'd much rather see more of Felix's backstory than talking about Ulfgar more.
Right.
You know, I'm much more intrigued by Zeke's god than Bell. And Bell was literally brought up for one sentence, and then nobody asked me about it ever again, which I was so thankful of.
Right, like,
yeah, it was like,
not even, again, that you don't want a lazy roleplay, it's just like, not the focus right now, and okay, moving on.
Yeah, not the right time, not the right place.
Yeah.
You know, when by people, I mean, you know, the people at our table, when they want to know more, sure, I'll share more, but I'm in no rush to get there.
Yeah.
You know, and Zeppelin is the, like, longest living person in... Ravnica right now because everyone just got there.
Yeah.
You know, literally our whole party just got there. You know, if you guys need me to like show you a tavern or like how to sign up for a guild or something, I've got Mr. Jace, my BFF, but other than that, I don't got much to say. Where Zeppelin's actually proficient in perception.
Mm.
You know, that just kind of surprised me. So it's like, if we can keep Zeppelin and Zeke separate and we just buddy system, we got pretty good odds of noticing something if there is something there to notice.
Yes.
That, you know, that could easily promote some Zeppelin and Felix one-on-one, some Zeppelin and Mercy one-on-one, some Zeke and Felix one-on-one, some Zeke and Mercy one-on-one. Because, you know, half the party's going to be asleep. So let's just chat for 2 minutes or 10 minutes. You know, let's see whatever the other person has to say. Like, Zeppelin, just to kind of push whoever it is and to tell me about yourself, probably 8 out of 10 sentences end in a question mark. But I've known these people 8 hours. I don't know much about any of them.
Really, though? Yeah. I mean, it's been weeks for us, but in-game, it's been less than a day, hasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I know, like, Mercy has a daughter, Felix likes wrestling, and Zeke likes to lick things.
I feel like we're getting ready to come up on, you know, second day now, but... Yeah, it's only been, like, what, 8-10 hours?
Yeah.
Maybe 12?
Yeah. I really don't know much about these people.
Wow.
Yeah. So, like, as George wanting to, like, get Jen into just communicating more, it's also Zeppelin being like, Mercy, I don't really know you. I know you have a daughter, and you talked about a turtle man sometimes.
Yeah.
That's pretty much all I know about you. Oh, and that lizard guy licks you sometimes.
Really, though?
That's all I know.
There's going to be a lot of questions from poor Zep.
Yeah, and that's honestly been a lot of fun of playing just stupid. George playing stupid and George just being in character, being Zeppelin.
Uh-huh.
I remember it was like when Felix and Zeke like found those like butcher freezer type dinguses. Me and Mercy were chatting like the entire time. Like, and it just felt weird for me to say, oh, who's Zune? Like, I fucking made her.
Right, but, like, I, George, can tell you everything about Zune.
Yeah.
But I, Zeppelin, so who's Zune?
Yeah. And even Jack, like, the whole thing with Grace, I fucking feel for him, man. What is Claire's favorite hot drink?
Oh, you get a gold star.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Divinity.
Yeah, divinity. Fuck, I forgot what I was saying now.
Your
dude fucking cracked me up. Oh, Zeppelin, legitimately, he feels for Jack. I got more. Because he's basically a dude that's losing his family.
Mm-hmm.
What has Zeppelin done for the past 100 years?
Lost
his family. Literally lost.
Yeah.
Why was the gnome artificer embarrassed when his clockwork heart did not support him? He had reptile dysfunction. Oh my god. Where was this when I was playing a bard?
We weren't on Twitch.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair. No, but like literally, my dad dropped me off, never came back, took me away from my mom, took me away from my brother. I know what it's like to be lonely. I know what it's like to not have family.
You did it for 104 years.
Yeah, so I really do. Zeppelin really does feel for Jack. It's just, we went about this in completely different ways. You start killing people. I just kind of hunkered down in a bunker and...
Didn't learn anything.
Yeah, I just killed some deer, and every now and then I hung out with somebody that would come in from town.
Yeah.
You know, just out of curiosity, is the swamp bear real? Well, yeah, that's my house. Do you like venison?
Come to find out, you're the swamp bear type deal.
Good with money because they're experienced bean count. Oh, bean count! That took me a second. I was like, bean count? Oh, beans! Yeah. Seriously, like, I see where Jack is coming from. I understand where Jack is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
It's just we did this completely different ways. I survived. He lost his fucking mind.
Right. Granted, you didn't come out on top, but it's like, it's that nurture versus nature kind
mm-hmm.
of deal, you know, where Jack slipped into madness. You didn't know any better, and you...
No, I was 4 years old.
Thrived.
Yeah. I was 4 years old, and my dad left me with a great axe and said, I'll be right back. He told
great
me...
Great axe is probably bigger than you.
Yeah. He just told me to sit there and wait, so I did. And then I got bored. It took a century, but I eventually did get bored. Our cleric will sometimes stop the combat. He calls it the one. And, let's see. Well, what does our cleric do? Our cleric licks our paladin. That's what our cleric does. He licks our paladin.
Yeah, that's... Maybe he's trying to rub off with some of the holy...
Maybe. That they share, like, the whole god, divine shit.
I'm going to be really intrigued when he does actually finally pray to his god, and I have to...
He has prayed to him a few times. I just... To keep the mystery, I never spoke. Because as soon as he says something... Actually, I'm going to leave it right there to avoid any spoilers. Mm. What happened to the demon when his girlfriend joined the Holy Order? He got fiends up. Fiend zoned. You killed my friend zone. You did it.
Fiends. No.
You facepalmed so hard you went out of frame.
That's good. I'm not even here anymore.
Yeah. So what are, like, big focus points that we got? Definitely gotta get everybody in a guild.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's something that's, like, really high on my list, and we have the perfect NPC to do it.
Yes. And, again, by absolute happy circumstance, I am very glad that Jace is the Living Guild Pact. Mm-hmm. Has every reason to be in Ravnica, besides being a Magic the Gathering mm-hmm. fan favorite, he's become a table fan favorite. Like, just having the ability to be Jace fully is so good.
He's just got that, and you know, you can watch just about any, you know, medieval Lord of the Rings, whatever, you know, high fantasy medieval type movie, he's just got that lawful good mage feel to him.
Very. I mean, you have planeswalkers that have, you know, gone
not sorcerer,
bad.
Not wizard, mage. He's just got that archmage
he's
feel to him.
He is. Jace has always been that good character. You know, you've had... What did you call Magnus? He's incredibly good at cooking us hostage. Or he's a muffin man. Yes.
Who would have thought one of our first main villains was literally going to be the muffin man?
You!
Well, that's different.
No,
yeah.
This is all your fault.
That's fair.
I am having to continue a story because our table is so gung-ho on one.
Gung-ho-ish.
No,
determined.
I'm trying to figure
driven.
Out who I want to blame, because it's half your fault and half of all these lovely people's fault, because they wanted us to go to Magic. And
I and the
table.
Well, hey, at least we switched to MTG prior to exploring the candy quarters in
mm-hmm.
Las Vegas, because the candy quarters is abs. It is literally like Finn personified.
Oh, Lord.
The place is CG. Like, absolute nonsense is happening, but it's nothing that's, like, blatantly against the law. It's just, like, you know, Madison is a good example. Not a person, but Madison, the city.
Yeah?
Yeah. Make it a district. It is the college party hangout. Donut dwarves are here a lot, but what do college people do a lot?
A
bunch of dumb shit, underage drinks, so on and so forth. And, you know, this was one when we were playing Modern that I had the Sour Patch Kids as villains in the candy quarters. And based on their color was the type of mephit that they were.
You were telling me about that.
Oh, dude, it was really good. I like Fireball so much. It's a well-rounded spell.
Yeah, it's going everywhere.
The other ones I laughed at, that one just got me to sigh.
Yeah.
Well-rounded spell.
Does that bother you?
It does. It does. That one got me a little bit.
It's okay. Yeah.
Oh, that's Battle Buddies in Runic. That's
cool.
That's cool,
yeah.
Dude, fucking tattoo. That's what that is.
Don't tell me that.
That's what that is. Tramp stamp it. All the way across.
No.
No? No?
Only if you do it with me. For 20,000? I know a guy.
I'll have to talk to Jen.
I'll have to talk to Jen.
Being married means you can't just make spur-of-the-moment decisions anymore. I get in trouble when I do.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
I probably would, too. So.
Yeah. Yeah, you would, too, even though you're not married.
My girlfriend's always quite... Yeah.
How much? Oh, just last week, we said for 10,000 plays on Spotify... How much do I have to pay for 10,000 plays on Spotify? We would do a special episode just for Spotify, you know, just audio, which is our origins, because it's Battle Buddies with Finn and Val, obviously, Dom, George, my character is Zeppelin, your old character was Karos, where the fuck did this Finn and Val
right.
names come from? So we literally, just 45 minutes ago, recorded that audio. So I think for 10,000 plays, we did our thing for 10,000. For 20,000 plays, we do have to figure out something. Like, every 10K, we'll do something special.
For sure.
Yeah. It's just for 10 and for being so fresh, you know, we've only been at this 3 months or so.
Today is the 10th. We started, like, July 8th. So, yeah, this would be, like, month number two.
Yeah. Yeah, for being 2.5 months old, like, you know, we're still catching up. You know, it's a lot to... take in at once. You know, we finally got our YouTube up and running. Mm-hmm. You know, we touched on that. Tomorrow, Skylar and Jen are going to be pretty focused on Instagram, just so, you know, when stuff is happening at the table that I don't catch for YouTube, you know, Mercy rolls a natural 20. Skylar's on it, taking a pic of, like, nat 20 on blah, 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 and I wasn't recording it. Great. You know,
right.
Just like
at least a picture of this or whatever.
Yeah, that without live streaming sessions, get as much live content up as we can.
Or even I think just is my behind goal. The scenes, you know.
Yeah. Oh, that's actually what I did last week. One of the shorts is called The Calm Before the Storm.
I saw that. Was
yeah.
Actually really cool.
And it was before, like, I didn't even have your DM chair
mm-hmm.
out yet or anything, because I was still actively using it, because it's one of the last chairs that I have in my house. That, you know, it was only, like, my dice and stuff set out, because nobody else was there. And then when everybody got there, I made another one called The Storm, and you could see, like, I had, like, a sandwich or two for lunch. Jen was still, like, rubbing her eyes because she just woke up from a nap. Do you guys want to see my D&D OCC? The fuck is OCC?
Original Creator Content.
Oh, then yes, absolutely. Jesus, yes, we do.
I always know OC is Original Content, so I don't know what the extra C is. It's like OP being original post.
Oh,
original
that
poster.
Okay. There we go. As soon as you throw it in, like, Reddit terminology.
That's just it. I know I had to hit Reddit. Oh, he's got a.
Oh, that's D&D Beyond. Fuck yeah.
We will check that out after. Might become an NPC.
Actually, that's a fucking great idea. If you guys have, like, your current PCs, previous PCs, even ones that have died. If you want to see them, you know, portrayed in a certain way or differently or whatever, you know, don't be shy. Send it our way. We have a our own business email, you know, battlebuddiesdnd@gmail.com. That if you guys got any ideas that you want to throw at us, just fucking just email us. Don't be shy. We don't bite.
And it will come directly to me. So
yeah,
say hi.
Or if I'm uploading on YouTube, I might.
Yes, you also have.
Yeah, because
email.
That's, like, the little bit that I am on this. That, like, the very few times that we are not connected at the hip is when we're uploading separate shit. When
so
you're
funny.
Uploading audio and when I'm uploading YouTube shorts, that's, like, the only times we're separate.
And I mean throughout the work week, but the weekend we are very much up each other's asses.
Right. Well, I mean, I like it up there. It's warm and cozy.
I love you.
I think, yeah, I was watching Skylar stream DBD yesterday, and someone was talking about butts. I don't remember why, but just the topic came up. So I literally just threw in chat in all caps, "My asshole is both wet and wide." Like, his character stopped moving and everything. Like, he,
and
like,
this
even
is why
though I
we don't have friends, George.
Yeah, like, I couldn't see his physical reaction, but I could see in the game how he reacted.
Just stopped running.
Like, yeah,
You know, he just like put down the controller, did one of these things.
Yeah, he took a couple seconds to process what he just read. And I actually had to wait for him. He told me when he was live, but me and Jen were putting Roman down for bed. So by the time I finally got to watching him, I said like hi or something. And then nothing happened for like 2 or 3 minutes, and then all of a sudden you could hear footsteps, and I was like, oh, he was like taking a dump or something, and I had
quick pre-stream piss.
Yeah, and I had to sit and fucking wait.
It's horrible.
At least we're here and ready where you guys are.
Right? We've other than last week we were like 5 minutes, 10 minutes late for the stream, but
that
we
was
had Eric.
Traffic and all that.
Yeah,
too.
Traffic and Eric, and this one we were pretty on point. He's an alcoholic.
I can't make out after how, but that sounds... I'm finding a new friend. Who's a fiend?
He's 400.
That sounds beautiful. I think I will use him.
It's kind of a weird male version of Ari.
I'm gonna look at the character sheet, but you know how much it compares to Ari.
Yeah, Jen's last character from our Hail Mirror campaign that we were talking about. No, he's 160.
So he's cursed until he's 400.
Yeah.
Dang, you got a long way to go, buddy.
Which, you know, a lot of the RQ stuff, very curse-like. I'm telling you, it's a lot like a male Ari. You should definitely use that.
I will.
You know, I mean, he could easily just be in like some sort of like Golgari type thing.
Yeah.
I'm talking to it.
Yeah.
Ugh.
All right. Well, we are coming up on 5, so I do think we do gotta start shutting down.
I think so.
But, you know, as we did say, we had to record our 10K special for you guys, which you'll only be able to find that on Spotify, because it was Spotify that we got our 10K plays on. You know, it was basically a celebration and as a thank you
the
to...
The Gem Dragon
Ball. Oh, that's cool. They just came out in something, too. There's a bunch of new dragon varieties.
Really?
Zeke actually is one, because he's a kobold. He's got, like, that draconic roar thing because, like, the kobolds that you would find, I think it's in, like, Voldo's guide, they have this, like, plead, flee, and grovel, beg.
Okay.
Type of bonus action or something where, like, they can give somebody advantage or some shit. And finally, Wizards of the Coast was like, let's make kobolds proper.
As a playable
race. And then they added all of the different jewels that Dragonborns can be. So now you can, like, move around your ability scores and shit. Yeah, it's so much better. But we kind of encountered that in Hailmere. Alyssa, she was a gem dragon. She was a full-on young amethyst dragon. But they weren't really a thing in the Monster Manual, so I had to kind of...
Did you take like a sapphire dragon?
Yeah, I kind of had to go out of my way. He's amethyst. Well, small fucking world.
No kidding.
Holy shit. I like this guy.
Yeah.
You should be around more often, man. Holy shit. We really did a long from the character to that. Jesus. Alrighty, well, I'll have some of the YouTube shorts uploaded tomorrow night. This should be up tomorrow. Sunday at the latest,
yeah. Depending on how weekends go.
Yeah, and we will have our session tomorrow. We'll get that recorded. You know, everything should be up by Monday night when it comes to audio, YouTube shorts. If you didn't know, just a week or two ago, we started recording our full sessions. So you can get that audio also on Spotify, Battle Buddies with Finn and Val.
Yes.
And I think that's where we can close it out for the week.
Yeah. Quick housekeeping. Pretty much all social medias now are available.
Yep. 200 years back to life. I can take all of that away. If that can't fix Jack, there's no fixing Jack. And, you know, it's like you said, I do appreciate and I do understand where Skylar and Zeke
in the
both,
right place.
You know, that... This guy is sick. You know, Zeke is young. He's very innocent. This guy is sick.
But he can't be cured.
Yeah, that's the problem, you know. There's no going back to Vadis, so there's no getting his pills. There's no getting his pills. Uh-oh.
Right, and I mean, yeah. Even with having a very modernized home for women in Ravnica, you know, he's secluded. He's done this on purpose. He's drifted away from society because he's breaking. He's broken. It's
self-isolation.
He's lost.
Yeah. I mean, and even in the very first Ravnica session we did, we found, I think it was like 25 survivors. So those are 25 survivors now. 3 days ago, was there another 25? Yesterday, was there another? Yeah. Yesterday, was there 100? You know, is this like his daily cleaning thing? And we just took it away? You know, I appreciate where his heart is, but when you think about it long term, how long and how many times has he done this? Too many, and enough for me to want to chop his head off. It is that simple.
And I mean, that's what I'm imagining Zeppelin is seeing now. Is, you know, not even really understanding all the difficulties of, you know, what Jack has gone through. He sees what he's done to other people. Mm-hmm. He's seen what he's done to his new world, you know, potential friends, you know.
What really triggered Zeppelin was,
there's been three gruels missing this week, and now I think I may have seen where they're gone, because nobody
came back. If I find three gruel bodies in there, I am rage running. We haven't had a Zeppelin rage run yet, surprisingly. It's been
we haven't had that since Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
We were eighth.
Yeah. We haven't seen a rage run in a long time, which actually me and Strider were just talking a lot yesterday that we're actually kind of plotting switching off Stouting, playing Sentry, whatever you want to call it, to long rest.
Oh.
So everyone can get their hit points and their spell slots back and all that shit. That, you know, we feel pretty comfortable in this fucked up chamber that Lynn is in. That, like, if me and Mercy stay awake for, you know, a long rest is 8 hours. If Zeppelin and Mercy stay awake for 4 hours, wake up Zeke and Felix, then they go to sleep for 4 hours while we're awake.
Right.
Everyone gets in a long rest.
And that's something, you know, we at the table have done before.
So many times.
But for this current situation, it's definitely needed, because you are in need of all of that. You know? Spells back. I know Felix was saying he's at like one or two slots right
now. Warlock life, yeah.
No, that might have been Zeke.
Oh,
because
shit.
I think, you know, knowing Warlock,
that would be
life,
really needed, yeah.
Eric is probably tapped out.
Yeah, probably.
He's probably on his cantrips right now going, okay, you know, how can I sustain everybody on, you know, not even weak spells, but my freebies, doing that shift is the best thing, because, like you said, it's, all right, I'm going to stay up, you know, everybody get your rest. Because we are in the belly of the beast.
Yeah.
We can't let our guard down
no.
at all.
No, that's exactly why we were talking about have two people awake, have two people go to sleep, switch it off. Long rest.
Okay.
And I do think part of it, too, is George and Zeppelin are both just a touch uncomfortable about what could be possibly behind Lynn. Whether it's I don't matter, or it doesn't matter, or I forgot. I feel like we didn't actually investigate anything behind her where she was held up in the chains.
So you're saying, like, physically
you know,
past
like,
her,
yeah,
what is
like,
there?
Do I need to, like, whip a torch over there and see if there's something there, or is it just wall?
It is a pretty dark room, and was kind of your one pawn entering, you know?
Yeah.
It's not that she's well-lit, but it's...
She's a focal point.
Right, how light works, you know, there's enough bouncing off her, it's like, what is that? And once you start approaching it, you can make her out.
I might honestly try to bane her. Not even ill. She's got three tits, man. Three tits.
Three tits.
It's amazing.
You're a fucking crackhead.
Oh, yeah. the maker of the beautiful world of Hailmere, finally just to be a PC. What entry does he... He's a fucking dumbass drunk dwarf. Yep.
Like, and that's extra funny if you've seen the beauty and all the glory of Hailmere. Like, that's what got me into D&D and wanting to do other shit. And now I get to deal with a drunk dwarf. How the tables have turned.
Yeah, a 7 intelligence. And keep in mind, we're only level 4 with 18 strength and 18 constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's honestly a fucking beast. The bigger concern, which I think we texted about a little bit, is when we do hit level 5, next level up, Mercy gets second level spells.
Yeah, so there's a few things that are like...
So if she crosses off one of those second level slots, that is a 3d8 Divine Smite.
Mm-hmm.
If it is a undead or a fiend, that you get to add an additional d8, so that goes up to 4d8. So if she crits...
32.
That's 8d8. And she still gets her greatsword, so that's 2d6, plus 8d8, plus her strength. This is why I'm saying be careful with undead. I'm not saying not to use them.
No, and I mean, like, just hearing that number rambled back, it's like, you know, yeah, I know I gotta be careful, but then it's like, that shows how careful. Like, extra health, you know, just like...
I based our first campaign around dragons.
Yes.
And what was the one thing our group could kill? Dragons. You know, sometimes that shit just sucks. You know, it's a matter of DM tiptoe. You know, do I use 8 ghouls and 6 of them are wearing rings of radiant resistance? You know, that's... You're playing with a barrier there.
Right,
or,
you're getting kind of, like, tricky and all that. Like.
Yeah. Or do I just, instead of 8 ghouls, make it 3 and give the 3 of them the equivalent of having 8 in terms of hit points? You know, that's my recommendation. When you've got to use undead, when you've got to use fiends, throw in 1 or 2 extra, give them, you know, roll their hit dice.
That's,
you know, just give
and
them
this is going to be that newbie DM question.
Yeah.
That's the stuff in the parentheses, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So if
and
you see like 8d6 plus 10. Oh, so it's a d6 for their hit dice. Got it. And then just look for their constitution modifier.
And
so if
take 6 plus 4, add that on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Easy enough.
Yeah. So if I see like 2d8 plus 8. Oh, okay. Got it. I'll take a d8. Where's their constitution? Oh, it's plus 2. I roll my d8, I got a 6. Their constitution plus 2, 8. Great. 8 more hit points for you.
And instead of doing that per 1, just take that 8 and make it communal.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
2 more. Yeah, that's a great idea. That's definitely something that's going to have to be in the works, having a cleric and a paladin.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Turn undead, destroy undead. Yep. Shit with flight. That'd be pretty solid. It'd be an issue for both Mercy and Zeppelin. But then you have Felix taking Eldritch Spear. Because we were, you know, I think every table does it. When you know you're about to level up, you look at all the goodies coming up. And I saw Felix had a invocation, a new Eldritch invocation that he can pick from. And, you know, Eric being new, I just offered a hand. And this was actually when he was out at my house. So we were scrolling through the invocations. And, you know, we were just kind of like writing down the ones that he really liked. You know, like, there was one that lets him, I think it was cast slow once per short rest. And, you know, slow is fucking good.
Yeah, what is that? Reduces by 5 or 10?
Yeah, you get your AC reduced by 2.
Ooh.
Your speed is halved. And I think...
That's a little worse than I was expecting. In
a
good way.
Yeah, and it's something along the lines of, like, you only have your action. You don't have your bonus action or your reaction anymore. It's something like that.
Kinda nasty.
Yeah, it's something like that where you have to like pick how you want to use your actions.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, that's a really good one. And like I kind of wanted him to pick it because I know how good slow is. But he went with Eldritch Spear, which it's going to come in handy sooner or later. Like I know for people that have played Warlock before, it's like, do you really need a 300-foot range? No, you don't, but you never know when it's going to come in handy.
Really, though.
I mean, 300 feet.
Well, that was part of...
300 feet.
That was part of intrigue with Val taking into Warlock is, mm-hmm. all right, I get the super awesome free
D10
bolt,
cantrip, yeah.
And then my hammer eventually started
seismic.
Getting some nice distance on
yep.
it. So, you know, for being a in-your-face, I believe I started with a shield in my sight.
Yep, you did.
You know, taking all that to like, all right, now I can back up,
yeah.
fly and dip and dodge. Like, it changed my character
mm-hmm.
by giving me range.
Yeah.
So I can see Felix getting that extra little bit of range. Bunny burrowing all of a sudden, poof, where did
yeah.
that come from?
Yeah, and that's a legit thing. He has that bunny hop.
Does he really?
Yeah. It's in the Unearthed Arcana where the rabbit foot came from. I think it might be a bonus action, or he could do it as a part of his movement. You know, it's rabbit foot. I haven't, you know, thoroughly read through it, but I know the premise of it. He rolls a d12, and whatever number shows up on the d12 is how many extra feet of movement he has.
Ooh.
Yeah, so say he takes a d12 and he rolls 5. That means he can move 5 more squares. If he rolls a 12, that's 12 squares. What is that, 60 feet?
That's
yeah.
insane.
Yeah, but there's the flip side of that. I rolled a 1. There I go. Now I'm a whole square over. I did it.
But the potential payoff is
yeah.
what you are going to see. It's like, yes, there is a downside. There's a 1 on every 20-sided die that we
yeah.
roll. Like, there's always
yeah.
going to be that downside.
It suits Felix really well, too. Like,
it kind of
as
does.
A character, he just feels kind of like the gambler type. You know, the risk taker. The if you tell me on a d20, on a 12 and higher, I get the thing. I know the odds aren't in my favor, but I want to get the thing. You know that's how Felix is. Eric is going to take that role. Now, if Eric was playing Eric, there's no way in hell. But Eric playing Felix, oh yeah.
Felix is very...
I mean, he's a young, curious, fruitful rabbit.
Yes.
That's what he is at the end of the day.
And that's just... all other descriptors out there, he's a rabbit.
Yeah.
And rabbits are chaotic, fluffy cuteness.
Yeah. So what else did we have in the session? Obviously, other than the YouTube shorts. Exploring Jack's cottage, that was different.
Yeah, what did you think of all that? Going
that was
from
different.
A factory, you know, not necessarily clean,
yeah.
all that, but...
From... In Zeppelin's eyes, this is weird, I want more killing. In George's eyes, the DM, I smell that. This is a transition.
Mm-hmm.
That's what George is thinking, that the factory now is behind us. Once we go in, whatever, I think it's like a trap door that's under the oven or something.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like as soon as we get under there, that's where all the Simic stuff... It's not necessarily going to go away, but instead of it being 80% Simic, 20% Jack, it's going to completely flip-flop once we go under that oven to 80% Jack, 20% Simic. At this cottage, it feels like a transition. The Simic is behind us. Welcome to Jack's like mastermind lair.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, by lair, I don't mean like one room that he's going to have like lair actions and all that shit. That the next span of chambers, the next dozen chambers... We're not going to be seeing pod rooms and shit anymore. We're going to start seeing Jack's life, whatever that is, or whatever kind of terrain, I guess, would be given in this area. Because, you know, if it's going down, who knows how far down and what he's doing in there. Who fucking knows?
Well, I mean, you... As silly as this sounds, you know, you've known he has his hobby that keeps him
mm-hmm.
sane. He's a baker.
Yep.
For all you know, it could just be some weird underground bakery kitchen.
Yeah.
And he's just down there
cooking,
hiding. They won't find me. They don't know my oven trick. They won't find Wynn.
Because she was hidden too.
She was hidden.
Yeah.
In his little like study
cave
that was, you know, not even a 10-foot square.
Yeah.
You know, she was hidden in plain sight, and then you opened up to a large room. Like
that would honestly be really funny if when we do like finally get Jack one-on-one in person, that he just like turns around and he's wearing like an apron and a tray of muffins. Are you guys hungry? That would just be so, like, I just picture like the guys from Jackass wearing like the French maid. I do think we should. I feel like there isn't a saving him. I don't know where Skylar got the idea. He said, well, what if we just like grapple him and capture him and toss him in the abyss? How are we just going to casually find the abyss? And he was like, oh, well, let's just ask Jace. You know, like, plane shift is like a 7th level spell. I don't think he's going to use his one spell on something as useless as that.
Right, when in all reality, you can just kill him.
Yeah.
Get it over with.
And if I'm Jack, from his perspective, if I have two options in front of me, let this drunk, crazy dwarf chop my head off or spend the rest of my life in the abyss, I'm letting him chop my head off. That sounds worse.
Right.
I'd rather die.
And then deal with whatever consequence may come after death. But if I have to, as a living mortal soul, die or be tormented, I'm dying.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was telling him.
Especially when I am as twisted and messed up as Jack.
Yeah.
He's, without looking and, you know, being, wanting the way out, he's ready. He's potentially, you know, if I do, I do. I'm not afraid.
Yeah, I can see that. I think me and Skylar ended up coming to the agreement of, when we encounter him, let's see what he has to say. I'm sure it's not going to go well, but sure, let's give it a try. And when we inevitably, in my opinion, inevitably do end up killing him, just make it quick. Just make it quick, make it painless. He's, yes, a complete maniac, killed who knows fucking how many, but it's because of what's going on in here.
Right.
Before that, he was a normal dude with a normal wife and a normal daughter. Then something horrible happened that fucked him up.
Mm-hmm. And you were learning a little bit about that, and you kind of saw the whole table shift of like, wow. Like, I would break too. And
you know, especially being a dad now, that's what hit my mind right away. Like, something happens to Roman, I'm going to fucking break.
Right.
I don't blame this guy. Zeppelin?
I don't know any better. Yeah. I lost my dad 100 years ago and I'm fine.
Yeah.
Because you're a blubbering idiot that doesn't know any better,
mm-hmm.
Zeppelin.
Yeah, he's gullible as fuck and doesn't understand emotions.
Yeah.
He's hungry and angry.
That's it?
Mm-hmm. That there's really no, like, in between.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, everybody gets it, and, like, they look at me and they're like, you have every right to be feeling that way. It just takes a minute for it to sink in.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when Belle was brought up, you know, for the brief amount of time that she was, Zeke was like, is that B-E-L-L or B-E-L-L-E? And he just, like, started spelling things, and I was like, I was just, like, blankly staring at him, and that it took him, like, 5 seconds to realize, right, he's in character.
That is not the question you asked, Zeppelin.
Yeah, which, honestly, for me, is just another reason why I gave Zeppelin his own voice. Because if we had to deal with me being in character the entire session, we would miss out on so much. Where, if I sound like this, we know, okay, George is out of game. He's got an idea or something.
He's hoping Dom.
Yeah. What if I'm saying me buns are crispy?
Right. As soon as that inflection of like me bun, George is gone.
Yep. And I think that just is, everyone's still getting used to it. Because, you know, he's only been around 3-4 weeks now.
Luckily, I've gotten used to it just being the best friend and picking up on all that stuff. Like, we can text, and I just see words, and I know what voices those words are in.
Yeah, if I says.
Right, like, not even, you know.
Two words. You know exactly what character that is.
That's right, and I'm like, you says what? It's like, nope, that's four fingers. And he says he's gonna kick your ass later.
L-A-T-A-H. I love the A-H at the end of, like, all of his speech. It just, it suits him so well.
It's that uptown New Yorker.
Dude, yeah, Jen was watching fucking Wife Swap, of all shows. And there was a New Yorker lady. She had the exact fucking voice. I could not believe it. And anybody that knows wrestling, listen to Eddie Kingston for 2 minutes.
And you have it.
That's like, honestly, even like from his look and everything, if you would just shorten him, you know, if you just make Eddie Kingston a halfling, he is literally the IRL four fingers.
I'm going to have to look that up later.
He is, oh my God, he is so full. I won't spoil anything for you.
Perfection.
Okay, so we are picking up in that chamber with Lynn.
Yes.
Lynn being Jack, the Muffin Man's wife.
Yes.
You know, we got some information out of her that it was Grace, the daughter, that he's trying to fix, from what I understand. That she did pass. And,
I would say fix, return.
Yeah, he's trying to basically do some Frankenstein type shit. Is what I'm gathering.
That's very